Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's get into this Kyrie thing stuff, VJ. We got a lot of places to go. Let's start with Mr. Kyrie Irving. Sometimes I like to say, your favorite players?
Yeah.
Favorite player.
Yeah.
All right, because of that handle.
Yeah. Because
of that finishing ability. Yeah. All that skill. All right, but here's the deal. Here's where we are. Adrian Wojnarowski reported today from ESPN that the talks have become acrimonious between the two sides, and that's because Kyrie Irving wants a fully guaranteed 5-year maximum deal, and the Nets obviously don't want to go long-term. He has given them a list of 6 teams that he would, if they can't work something out, if they don't give him what he wants, he's open to them working out a sign and trade. Those teams, Dallas, the LA Clippers, the Lakers, the Knicks, the Miami Heat, and the Philadelphia 76ers. And here's the challenge for Kyrie. Barring Kevin Durant going to Nets management and saying, yo, I need my man. I need him here. And if he wants 5 years, give it to him. We're going to get you a championship. Barring that, if KD does what he said he was going to do on his podcast and stay the heck out of it, Kyrie has no leverage because none of the teams on his wish list have the room to sign him as a free agent. The only teams with room, Detroit, Indiana, San Antonio, Orlando. He don't want to go to them, and I doubt they want him. And so unless he's got two choices, VJ, work things out with the Nets. The pipe dream of doing one of these signing trades with one of these teams, or go to the Lakers for the mid-level exception this year, $6 million. You're losing $30 million because you're mad because the Nets won't give you the money you want. Don't make sense to me, but hey. And here's the hope. Here's the one thing, because I've talked to people and some people said, oh, that Lakers thing is real. He might do it. He's that upset with the Nets. Here's the one reason other than Kyrie's zaniness that might keep the Lakers in the hunt, VJ. They can only give him $6 million this year. But next year, you know, after this upcoming season, that summer, all they've got is Anthony Davis and THT on the books. And LeBron, you know, even if they work out an extension. But whatever the case, they'll be able to give Kyrie a long-term lucrative contract after next season, if they want. Or a lot of better teams will have cap space and he'll have a better options than he has this summer as far as going to a place in free agency. So that's the situation for Kyrie Irving. So my man, I'm going to throw it out to you, the big vanilla funny. What should Kyrie Irving do?
Kyrie Irving, first of all, let me tell y'all what we need to do. We need to leave my man Afro Ree alone. I'm tired of y'all messing with my man Afro Ree. And I'm going to tell
that's
you
that's Kyrie?
Yeah, I call him the Afro. Yeah, I go Afro Ree.
You started, got to let brothers know because yeah. I ain't know what you was talking about.
Well, you know what, Chris?
I just figured it out. You know,
I know, but that's myself. That's because you're not part of the Vanilla Brothers Coalition
I know
of
I'm
America.
Not. I know
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not.
Yeah, we if we kick Drake out, we'll let you in. If we get rid of Drake, then...
Man, I'm the president of the Vanilla Club. But, you know, black is black. Like I say, black is black. I ain't all right, into that.
I know, man.
Vanilla stuff.
I know. I missed you, man. I had to throw that out. I ain't told you.
So what you got? What you got on Afro Ree?
They need to leave Afro Ree alone. Afro Ree is doing what every athlete is allowed to do. Which we like when certain athletes can do it, but then when somebody that we so-called don't like because they don't follow the unwritten rules of moral standards in society, we're mad at them about it. Let's not forget how this all started. It all started with the whole vaccine thing, and I'm not going to go into that because I'm neither left or right. Yeah, it did.
Didn't start before that took a week off because?
No, that was small.
Or when he took 2 weeks off because of January 6th?
No, that was small, Chris. That was small. They worked through that.
You're wrong there.
That's fine, but that was small. That was something we can all
Kyrie
look past.
Kyrie already had baggage when he went there in 2017. Added on to it.
It don't matter. The past don't matter. See, y'all living in the past.
It mattered, man. Y'all, I'm just telling you. It mattered.
Y'all living in the past with Kyrie. What you're trying to do now is either give this man his money or set your franchise back 5 to 10 years. Because if you do trade and let him go and you don't get back equal value, how much longer you think Durantula's sticking around? It's going to set your franchise back. Kyrie is doing what
so
he should
Kyrie
do.
So if he don't get the if they don't give him the 5 year full max, what should he do? Walk?
He's not gonna leave $29.5 million, $30 million on the table.
That's what I'm asking you. What should he do?
Stand his ground because they're gonna give him his money. This is all fluff. They're gonna give him his money. This is business. This is what sports is. We see this every offseason. Everybody's always gonna leave somewhere, right? And what's the bigger money? Oh, we're not gonna give it to him. We're not gonna negotiate. Well, I'm not gonna pay for this, and I'm never gonna play for them again. And we see that same player suit up with that same team. And they play, they get the deal done. Well, all along I wanted to be here. All along we wanted him here. That's what's going to happen. That's my opinion. My opinion and prediction
is that's cool.
They work all this out.
If they give him the 5 year max, we're in agreement. Stay.
Yeah.
What if they don't?
I don't have
a. What if they hold their ground and say the most we'll give you is a 3 year fully guaranteed max deal?
How much is that?
Well, 3 year, roughly 140, something like that, 140 million, roughly. In that ballpark.
He'd take that because that's still leaving and still leaving money on the table would be ridiculous to do. That's why he's not going to do that. I think he would still take a 3 year 140 if those are the numbers. But I think Brooklyn's going to come to him because Durant today, I watched the entire 47.5 minute episode of his podcast today. And he said, I'm going to stay out of it because that's what Durant has to say. That's what he has to say at this point. Yeah, he does.
He could solve it right now if he came out and said, look, Kyrie, if they don't sign Kyrie, that's why I came here. We came as a package deal. We came to win the championship. If he's not here, there's no reason for me to stay. He could say that and end it.
He'll say it, Chris, but he doesn't have to say it on his podcast to us. He'll say it privately, but right now what he has to say, because the opt-out date's not
don't
even here yet.
Don't you think Kevin Durant is an honest dude? That I mean, one thing I think about Kevin Durant is he says what's on his mind.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, true. He's on Twitter saying what's on his mind.
True.
And so I don't know why he would go on his own podcast and lie.
He's not lying. He's politicking. He's not lying. He's politicking. He has to say that right now. Right now, he has to say that. Yeah, right now, he does. He does. Right now, he does. Okay, so how do we know he says that today? And then he has a meeting or calls Brooklyn's front office tomorrow morning.
I mean, of course he can do whatever the heck. He might do that, right?
Exactly.
I'm just saying, though, he doesn't have to say that. He could come out and say, look, man, that's my man. You need to keep him. You think if Anthony Davis was on his way out of the Lakers or they weren't going to give him his deal, LeBron would just sit there and watch?
Yep.
I think LeBron would be like, look, you giving up Anthony Davis?
You then honestly think he would come out in public? You honestly are trying to sit here and tell me you think LeBron James will come out in public and openly defend, hey, you better keep this guy type deal like you want Durant to do?
Why not?
You guys hold Durant to such a different standard.
I just said LeBron would do it. That's the same standard.
No, I don't think.
How's that a different standard?
All right, so let me ask you this then. So if LeBron said, listen, I'm staying, like he said this exit interview about Russ, I'm staying out of it. Why don't you guys have a problem with that?
Because Russ is a lot different.
Here we go.
I mean, they don't need or I don't know, they even want Russ. Russ is, you know, Russ don't fit. Kyrie fits.
Okay.
So, but here, the question was this. What should he do? So you said if they give him the 5 years, of course, stay.
Yes, sir.
Of course.
Yes, sir.
If they give him, now you're saying if they give him 3, stay.
No, I would take it. I'm not telling him to
no,
stay. I'm telling him
he,
to dig
I'm
it.
I'm asking you what should he. I know you ain't his boss. He going to do what he wants to do. I'm just saying if you were in those shoes.
Dig your,
what
dig, you would dig take, your heels in. I dig my heels in. I dig my heels in. All
well,
the, yeah, all the way
and,
to the
and
end.
And not sign for anything less than the 5.
Nah, and if they trade me, then they have to do a sign and trade
and if
anyway.
They give you 3, if they give you 3, you would turn it down.
If I'm Kyrie, yeah. Dig your heels
wow.
in. Dig your heels
you
in.
Would, okay, so what if they say, we ain't signing to trade you. Go ahead and become a free agent.
So he'll play one
where
more?
Where you going to
so,
go?
So he'll play. So oh, you mean just opt out and leave?
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to leave $36 million on the
well,
table.
Hold on. You like a pretzel, bro.
No, I'm not.
You all up over the place.
No, I'm not.
These
no,
are
I'm
the
not.
Options.
No, I'm not.
5 years full max. That's not even worth discussing because, of course, he would.
Okay.
He should do that.
All right.
3 years, 140 some odd million.
No.
You're saying you wouldn't settle for that.
No.
So if the Nets say, all right, that's it. That's our offer. We're not signing and trading you to any of these teams. You can leave, opt out and go somewhere as a free agent.
And so then I would
and then
opt
what
in.
Would you do?
I would then opt in, make my $37 million play. In
oh,
the
so
league.
You would play.
Absolutely, I'd opt in and take
okay.
my $37 million this year and play.
Would you come in and ball, or would you be a problem?
Nah, Afro Reed always going ball when he on the court. He don't never half it. He always
okay.
gives it to us.
Okay.
So if he plays, we all know if he played all year long, the Eastern Conference playoffs would have been way different. Let's not.
I I'm the president of the Kyrie Irving as the first ballot Hall of Fame fan club, but I don't know that.
Well,
I know what I do know is that they were 14 and 15 with Kyrie this year.
I know.
What I do know is that they
sample.
Were 30 and 23 without him. What I do know is that over the last 3 years he's been there, they won 56% of the games without him and 56% of the games with him.
Those are all beautiful and pretty numbers.
So as great as Kyrie is individually, the only time we've seen his great talent translate to winning is when he was next to LeBron
okay,
James.
Okay, all right, fair point. All the numbers that people love to
that
throw
ain't
out
numbers,
there.
That's
hold
just
up,
facts.
Hold up. No, no, no. Those are facts by numbers. But the fact also is he goes down with an ankle injury against the Bucks, and the Bucks beat the Nets in Game 7 in Brooklyn with no Kyrie on the floor. But when Kyrie was playing, they were dominating
they were up
2-1. They were dominating them, Chris. It was 2-1, but they were dominating them. And not numbers, just
Phoenix
the eye test.
Phoenix was dominating Milwaukee in the first two games.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm just saying, you can't – I hear you. And I look, ideally Kyrie's back with the Nets. I'm just saying that, you know, his individual brilliance has not translated to winning outside of being with LeBron in Cleveland.
Why does it have to be an if to it?
I don't know what you're saying. So you ultimately you're saying – Kyrie should stay with the Nets.
Absolutely.
Under all circumstances. If they don't, if they give him the deal, if they give him a shorter deal, if they don't give him a deal at all, he still should stay with the Nets.
No, that's not what I said.
What you said.
No. Okay, so let me rephrase it then. The 5-year deal, we both agree with. The 3-year deal, you asked me, I said no. You don't take that deal. You just play this one more.
But he's not going anywhere.
But you just, exactly, for 1 year. You opt into this 1 year, and then you become a free agent next summer.
So to my point, VJ, under all circumstances,
yes, sir,
you think he should stay with the Nets?
For just this 1 year, yes.
Yeah, but yes. Okay.
Yeah, for this 1 year, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Get his bread. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, yeah. 1 year.
Get your
1 year. He's not going nowhere this year.
And if you come in with a good attitude, then what? Then if that's the case, why are they arguing?
Because it's fluff.
Kyrie, we're not giving you the 5 years. We'll give you 3. Well, no, that's not enough. All right, then you can leave as a free agent if you want. Nah, because I don't want to leave $30 million on the table, so I'll stay for this year. Okay, cool. We cool with that. 1 year, you ball out, we'll gladly give you the 5-year max.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you want to walk after that, after leading us to the Eastern Conference title or something, great again.
Yep.
Because you will have balled out and paid dividends for us.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement.
I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, VJ, you know, you mentioned earlier Kevin Durant being held to such a high standard.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles Barkley might be the epitome of that, right? he has said that Durant won't get the respect that his game warrants from the veterans, the old heads such as himself, until he leads a team. Not just being the best player like he was in Golden State, but actually, like, it's his team. That he leads them to a championship and said that he needs to be the quote-unquote bus driver rather than just a passenger. Even if you're a prominent passenger, there's still only one bus driver.
Yep.
And KD took exception to that on his podcast today. Here's what he said.
Bus riders, bus driver, like, what does that even mean? We play a team game, I thought, at the end of the day. And we all play with great players. But I feel like I can stand out amongst any player. I don't have to minimize myself, even if I'm around great players. So, nah, I never looked at it as if I'm riding a bus, because I played a lot of minutes and I scored a lot of points for that team. Who is the group of guys that I'm supposed to go have a conversation with to ask if I could get respect from? It's just a bunch of shit you just make up, like bus riders, bus drivers. Bro, I played a lot of minutes. I shot a lot of shots. I made a lot of shots. What are you talking about?
I'm going to say this, yeah. And then I'm going to turn it over to you, VJ.
Okay.
I dig what KD said, right? It's a team game. Obviously, he did his thing. But I do think it's a little disingenuous to say, what does it mean? What bus driver, bus rider? We all know what it means. You know what I'm saying? And now, I would say this. There can be maybe more than one bus driver, right?
Yeah, like
and KD was, well, when he was there, yeah. He was one of the bus drivers.
Okay, all right.
Showtime, it was Magic and Kareem. You know, there have been multiple bus drivers, but generally one is viewed as like it's his team, right? And Golden State, even as KD was winning finals MVPs, was Steph's team because he kind of set that culture. He had been there. But what's your take? I like what he said about, is there a group of guys I'm supposed to go to and ask for their respect? And I love Charles, as I think just about everybody does. But it can be lost on us. And I respect Charles and give him his props for speaking his mind and just saying what he feels needs to be said. But it can't be lost on us that Charles don't have a ring. That Charles did not, well, he was the bus driver. He drove a team to the finals, but didn't beat Michael Jordan, as many didn't. And then, and KD kind of, you know, put out a tweet about this a month or so ago. He did go to Houston to play with Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler, and then Drexler left, and then Pippen came in. And for people that say they were old, okay, they were toward the end, Drexler did retire with Barkley there. But if you look at Barkley's numbers the year before he went to Houston, VJ, it was 23-11.
Mm-hmm.
He was still one of the top elite players in the league. Olajuwon's numbers were still huge. And Drexler was still doing his thing, giving you 19-7-6 or something like that. So they, when they got together that first year and they got beat by Utah in the conference finals, they were all still great players. And so KD can push back on Charles if he wants and be like, dude, you didn't win it as a bus driver. And when you went to a super team, you didn't win it. So you don't need to be opening your mouth. At the very least, I made the most of my super team. At the very least, you didn't even do that. So I'm just saying KD could go that route, but your thoughts.
First of all, that's that DMV humor. That's that PG County, that DMV where I come from humor right there. Where he's like, what is the group of guys I'm supposed to go to and say, hey, do y'all like me or not? like that's that sarcastic, you know, a-hole type, you know, humor that we carry in the DMV. So I felt that. And I felt everything else he said. But at the end of the day, too, I feel Barkley. I'm kind of torn on this one because I was a major, huge Barkley fan when he was playing in the league. Barkley was the first NBA star I ever saw with my own eyes. The first time I ever saw an NBA game was the Bullets in old Capitol Center, Landover, Maryland, against the Sixers. So I've always had an infatuation against Barkley. I went for Phoenix in 94. I wanted them to beat Jordan and the Bulls. So I feel where Barkley's coming from, but I also feel where KD is coming from. But a lot of this is also media driven too when you talk about that whole bus driver thing in Golden State, because there are a handful of people, more than a handful, who said, well, no, that was KD. They needed KD because LeBron had beat that 73-win team, and they had to go get KD. So it does make it sound like you needed a bus driver. You didn't have one. So I feel where KD is coming from, where it's like, I know, bro, I dropped a lot of buckets. I was bussing you know what. Like, I was – like, LeBron was switching off of me in the finals in the fourth quarter. Let's not act like that didn't happen. That's because that's me. I'm KD. I'm Kevin Durant. So I feel where he's coming from. But this is what we created in Sports Talk TV and Sports Talk Radio. Now we have to have these guys – they have to be validated now. Everybody's got to be validated by the greats. So
well,
Barkley,
I do – go ahead.
Barkley speaking on that half. And then Durant's defending his generation of saying, like, you know, all right, so who do I need to go to? Like, you don't think Steph feel like he got to go to nobody? You don't think
Well, because Steph has led teams to championships as the bus driver.
Hold on. But see, again, for those 2 years when Durant was there, that wasn't their narrative, Chris. Their narrative was not that Curry, even though we know Curry is such a great professional that he was real enough. He pulled a Dwayne Wade. Remember the first year in the finals with the Heatles? And the way he tried to give it to LeBron, realized LeBron wasn't ready yet. But that following year, he's like, bro, okay, you got to take this over because this is your team and this is your time now. And then when LeBron did that, they went back to back.
I don't think Steph did. Look.
You don't think he took a step back?
KD averaged, 30 points in those finals or whatever it was? Yeah, Steph was just accommodating.
Exactly.
Steph still averaged 27 in the finals.
He's 27.
It wasn't like their games fit together really well, so they both could maximize themselves or, you know, play. They could both do what they do together.
We know that.
Whereas Wade and LeBron, Wade did have to literally step back and be like, I'm going to be about 80% of what I could be. Steph never really had to do that, and that's why they were a better team than Miami Heat, because their superstars could just do what they do, and they played great together. Whereas Miami, Bosh had to step back, Wade had to step back to let LeBron carry them, and then you look at the Showtime Lakers, they all kind of just did themselves, and they were great. So, but that's getting off on a tangent, but here's what I will say. The reason KD gets the flack he gets for going to Golden State the way he did is just because that team was so stacked. There's nothing wrong. Like I said, when we look at Showtime, it was Magic and Kareem. When we look at several teams, it was a few players getting it done. And people don't disrespect that championship or take away from that championship. Everybody knows Kevin Durant was great. And he was the legitimate finals MVP. in those championship series that they won. But the reason there's the pushback is because that team was so great, even without him. You know what I'm saying? And the feeling was that, yeah, you certainly made him better. You made him freaking unbeatable. But it was easy. And I do think this. As great as KD was in those finals, VJ, you know this. Man, it's just easier when you got so much talent on the court. I mean, like, everybody goes crazy over KD hitting that shot. What was it, game four in Cleveland over LeBron? They were up 2-1. You had Steph on the court drawing attention. You had Klay on the court drawing attention. I mean, it's just easier to get it done when you got players like that on the court that the defense is paying attention to, particularly Steph, because they were focusing the defensive coverage on Steph. And so that's what people are looking at. I'd like to see KD get it done. Now, VJ, I think he made a mistake in leaving, because I think as they kept winning, the narrative was slowly shifting from, yeah, man, he went to this team where it was easy to win, to, yo, he's just great. He the best player in the world. Nobody was saying that before he went to Golden State. He's the best player in the world. They were saying it when he was winning championships. And then when they lost it in 2019 without him, it really looked like, oh, they really need him. Because last two finals they've been in without him, Cleveland and Toronto, they lost. So I think had KD stayed there, had three or four rings at this point, I don't think people be looking back at, it was easy for him. He shouldn't have went there. They'd be just saying, man, they need him. He came at the right time, and he's the best player on that team. And all these top 10 conversations we having about Steph, I think they'd be about KD.
All right, so then let's back up then. So, because your question is, that you know, or the topic you directed to me was the flack that he gets. So that's the point I made. You kind of almost proved my point for me right there. If back to Barkley saying he needs to be the bus driver, but you guys are saying the 2 years that they won the championship, he was the bus driver, and he was the bus driver because it was so-called
easy. I think people are saying he was the best player, but Steph was the bus driver.
No,
I think that's the feeling.
I
certainly was Barkley saying,
you know,
because the teams, the defenses that they face game planned for Steph. Steph had already set a culture. And it's like if somebody went to San Antonio, a great player. Like Kawhi. Kawhi was the finals MVP. Who was the bus driver? Tim Duncan. It was he was the bus driver for his whole career there because he set the culture. And that's what people mean about Steph.
Well, that's once again, I have to disagree with that, because when the Warriors just won the championship, then it wouldn't have been all the, oh, Steph validated himself, or what are you going to say now? That was all directed at, you guys took my team from me and said it was Durant's
team.
Yes, they did.
That was a false narrative, and I said it. That Steph needs a finals MVP to validate himself.
I agree with you.
I think that was ridiculous.
I agree with you.
But perception's often reality, so he needed to get it just to shut people up.
Okay, so then the years he didn't get it, he didn't get it the first year.
Was anybody saying it was Iguodala's team?
No, nobody would say, well, I think we know a little better between Iguodala and Kevin Durant. Like, I think we know.
You think people said it was Kevin Durant's team when they won those
championships? I know. I listened to the radio
and
watched TV.
Bob Myers didn't even say it was his team.
I'm not talking about Bob Myers. We're talking about the perception, the general perception.
That he took Steph's
team.
Yes,
absolutely. Chris, honestly, do you not watch the shows or listen to
all the
shows?
If that was the case, then Barkley wouldn't be saying what he's saying.
No, Barkley.
Then Kevin Durant wouldn't have felt the need to go somewhere else and prove he could lead a team.
No, I don't think that's why he left Golden State. I think he left Golden State because he went to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. And I think there's a little more. A lot of his podcast is really good today. He did talk about the Draymond stuff very briefly. But I think there was more there to that. And they were both real enough to, okay, you leaving. And once he left, they kind of throw their shots at each other through social media or whatever. But they're kind of mostly quiet about it. But I think that was a part of the reason why he left. Because Durant is such a slow-mo and Draymond is in your face, in your face, in your face, in your face every day. I think Durant at one point was like, all right, cool, I got my two rings. things here, man. It's not about going somewhere and proving I could do it myself. It's I came to do what I wanted to do, and now I'm going to leave. LeBron did the same thing, went to Miami.
He got the monkey off his back.
He got the monkey off his back. Exactly.
And now he thought people wouldn't be critical of him.
He said that. He said that in an interview. He admitted that.
But obviously that wasn't the case.
He admitted.
People still holding him accountable.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now, free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
My man goes way back. My frat brother, he's a Washington Post Sports Enterprise reporter, Michael Lee. What's up, man?
Hey, not much, man. Just, chilling.
Great to have you on, man. Look, it's a lot of NBA stuff, so let's get right to it. Kyrie, what do you look at a lot of this is just him bluffing? Like, he's got his 16 wish list. A lot of those teams, I don't even think, want him. The Lakers, obviously, he'd have to take a $30 million pay cut to go there. Do you think a lot of this is him bluffing to get the Nets to give him the deal he wants? Or do you think there's a real chance he's signed and traded or even walks to the Lakers?
You know, I think this is the behavior of a narcissistic, selfish individual who doesn't has never been held accountable to anything. And so I think this is what's happening. He's shocked that he just wasn't handed a 5-year max and just allowed to just, you know, make his money and, you know, play how he wishes and do what he's been doing the last couple of years. I think it's the first time somebody called him on his mess, and he doesn't know how to handle it. And so this is the response. You know, it kind of goes to his professionalism again, or the lack of professionalism that he showed the last couple of years. And I think that, you know, it's coming back to him, and he doesn't know how to deal with it. So I think it's a lot of bluff and bluster. He doesn't want to leave. He doesn't want to leave KD. But I think he's trying to, you know, test the Nets and see just how far they're willing to go. And he may wind up in a situation that he doesn't want to be in. You know, right. You remember how he forced his way out of Cleveland, you know, because he thought he wanted to, you know, be out of the wing or out of the shadow of LeBron. And now he winds up in Boston, and then he wound up hating it there. And now he's in,
great
he
point.
Should be happy. And now he's behaving in a way that just isn't becoming of a supposed superstar. You know, the thing that I think that's lost in all this and what I think a lot of people are kind of losing because they're getting so excited about, oh, maybe he goes to the Lakers, play with LeBron, or he can go here and play with him, or he can go to the Clippers, and blah, blah, blah. And it's all this stuff going around. I'm like, did y'all watch him in the playoffs? I mean, he was not good. He had a performance in game where we had 39 points. But what do we remember about that performance? Not that he played, that he had scored a lot of points, but he's flipping off fans and just behaving like a petulant child the whole time in a game that they had to have. He's focused on the fans. He's not focused on trying to win the game. If I'm the Nets, I'm furious about that. Like, we need you to show up and be a pro. You haven't been a pro all year. You haven't done anything and made any sacrifices for the benefit of this team the whole year. And you should be ready when it's this time. But no, you didn't treat the regular season as if it had any value to you. Your body wasn't ready. You couldn't perform. You got 39 points in the first game. You got 46 points in the last three.
We Ladies need more and of gentlemen, that. We need... that is Go the ahead. Very definition of keeping it real. Man. You didn't miss words, brother. Good job. All right, VJ, go ahead.
Michael Lee, what's up? VJ Vernon Husky, man. Nice to be talking to somebody from the Post. I grew up in Woodbridge, Virginia, so I grew up reading Kornheiser and Wilbon every single day, man. So it's pretty cool to be speaking to somebody from the paper. I read the sports page every day. So let's flip this. I've been defending Kyrie, and I'm going to stay on that side. And I really heard where you just came from, so I'm going to let you stay over there. So I'll take it from this angle. I'm going to take it from the front office. Plain and simple, CB said you keeping it real, so keep it real with me. If you're the Brooklyn Nets front office talking to KD or whatever the case is, what do you do from this point moving forward?
I call Kyrie's bluff because we've put up with a lot of nonsense from the time he's been there. We had a really good coach, Kenny Atkinson. We fired him because of you. You said you don't need a coach. Now he's winning the championship with the Golden State Warriors. So what are we going to do about that? We had an all-star center just kind of sitting on the sidelines. You didn't want him here. We had to trade him so your boy could play, so he could start. Now he's in Cleveland making the all-star team. We don't have an all-star center, and now we don't have your boy. We gave you Steve Nash. We gave you everything you wanted. We gave you all that you asked for. We let you play in on road games after all of that because we just said, you know what, we need you. We need your talent. We broke down. We shouldn't have done it, but we did it because we bowed to you because we knew we respected your talent and thought that we'd be rewarded for it. And when it came down to it, you didn't show up. We invested all this money in you. You didn't go to the bubble with us. I mean, I guess you were hurt, so I will forgive you on that. You got hurt in the playoffs last year, and we had a good chance to win the championship. But not only did we lose our Jared Allen, we lost our coach. We had to trade James Harden. A top 75 player on this team who just said he couldn't be around you because you didn't want to get a shot. You didn't want to make the sacrifices necessary to win a championship because you're on whatever kick you are because you're smarter than everybody else. And now we wind up getting swept in the first round. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to reward you with 5 more years and more money after that? We're going to empower you even more? Like, if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I call this bluff. If you want to leave, leave. We'll deal with the consequences because what our investment has shown for us for the last 3 years is one playoff series win. And we've put a lot of money into this unit. And we don't want to lose KD. We want KD here. And we know you want to be here because you've brought KD here. You don't want to leave this behind. We know you don't. But if, at some point, we got to hold you accountable. We didn't do it at any point for your entire tenure. And we've suffered because of it. So you got to give us something back. You got to give us a commitment that you're going to be serious about playing basketball. Mm. We got to give us a commitment that you're going to be committed to showing up and playing regular season games so that you can be ready for the postseason. The reason why the Celtics beat us is because they went through the grind of an 82-game season. They hit the lows, they hit the highs, and they were strong by the time they got to the playoffs and they trusted each other and they could go out there and perform. We didn't know who we were going to get in the playoffs because we didn't know who you were throughout the course of the season. You were a part-time player. You were around half the time. We didn't know if we could depend on you at all. And then when we needed you to show up in the playoffs, we got all these, you know, mandates. They've been cleared. You got the freedom to play home games. We got a chance, and now we're in the playoffs, and we're a 7 seed playing on the road, a championship team with a 7 seed. And you are sitting there saying, well, you want a max now? We know what KD did. This man came back from a ruptured Achilles and became back All-NBA, MVP, best player in the game status level. He came back and performed at that level. You know, you got good numbers, but how are we relying on you for wins? When it came time to step up and show up, you were gone. So calling your bluff.
Does that answer your question, VJ?
Look, I was going to say, mic drop.
Right, mic drop. Look, it was a quick, it was short and sweet, Mike, but you did your thing, bruh. You did your thing. So
I'm going to go follow him on Twitter now.
And the knowledge. That's our man, Michael Lee, man. Washington Post Sports Enterprise reporter. Great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. I could go off on Kyrie all day.
I can tell.
The brother upsets me because he knows it can be better. He knows it can be better.
I thought he owed you money.
I know. When you expect adult behavior from adults and you don't get you, this how you get. I feel you. I totally feel it. All right. That's Michael Lee, Washington Post. It's the iCouple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.